ye pe that is your problem. He is my God. Are you getting me now? So many of us, our father cannot help us, like my own father. But he's still even our father. I think there's a man. The father has so many wives, and he did not sponsor him to school. But when God raised that man up, the father will now be coming. Owo. All the time. Owo, owo, owo. Money, money, money. And the man said, and when I'm going to school, you don't help me. Now you are asking for money. He said, shut up your mouth. I'm your father. When I ask you for money, just be giving me. I say, how do you come to this world? Do you want to remove you? Do you want to remove me from it? I'm the one. And what is he claiming? He's claiming that because you came out through him. Are you getting me now? So you have responsibility to do what? To him. And because God is our creator, we have responsibility to serve him. Because he created us for that purpose. He created, let's look at Revelation chapter 4, verse 11. Then we read about two more and we finish. Yes? Revelation chapter 4, verse 11. What do we see there? I think we know that. Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory, honor, and power, for thou hast created all things. If it is all things, you and my, we are there. And for your own pleasure, for that pleasure, they are and were created. How many of you know that when God look at us in Christ, God is happy? Just like when I saw Precious this morning, I'm happy to see well dressed, beautiful. Can you see that? Like when you see your daughter this morning, you say, "Ooh, this your dress is wonderful, beautiful girl." When God see you, the same thing. God is very happy, radiant, beautiful. God say, "This is one of my creator. I created her." I made that. So when you now come before him and continue worshiping him, that is what the Bible calls pleasure. God has no problem about people to worship him. But God takes pleasure when man is worshiping him. He takes more pleasure in that than the angels. Because angels never worship God in problem, in crisis. They worship God in comfort. Am I right? But we worship God even with our problem. Am I talking to somebody? We worship God because of our problem. And one of the ways of serving God, number one, worship is there. Service, it's different from worship. Are you getting me now? When you are serving your brother, you are serving God. When you are serving in the church, you are serving God. Our mother has she came to church this morning and saw that all this place is dirty. He took the mover, and he continued moving everything out. That is service. That is what the Bible. What you'll be looking for in the church is for the way to serve. Just be looking for what can I be doing in this place. A man said to us from US, he said, that was supposed to speak to us, that he said, my son want to leave the state to another state. And I sent to him, any church you attend in that place, don't let anybody show you what you should do before you know what you will be doing. And he said, he attended Assembly of God Church. And they do rented school for their fellowship every Sunday morning. And that boy we came as early as possible before anybody come to the church. He broom every places. He clean everywhere. He tied up every places. Are you getting me now? And the head of that church now came one day and said, who always do this thing behind us? It is when all of us came before, we tied up this place. But who is person who always come and do this thing before we came to this place every morning. And they recognized that boy among them. And they said, today we make you youth president of this church. What lift him up? Service. Choose to be responsible in the church. Because some people may come to church for 10 years and they have no responsibility. When you call money, they don't pay. When you call tithe, they don't pay. When you say, let's go and look out for people that we don't see in the church, you're not going to see them. And if Calvin is not taking, God, devil is going to give you work to be doing. Because you become a slanderer in the church. Are you getting me now? Instead of you to make sure you talk to a sister, a brother, to make him stand in faith, you will be say something that will put him or her off from the church. See, Pastor, see, I want for that, Daniel. So, you know, till now we koja. I want for that, Daniel. I want to one better way. Otuma walara. I bet you the topic you wasu loni. You get what I'm trying to say? If you are coming to church and the message is not hits you, are you coming then? You are here, you hear the word of God that's going to eat you so that you can make correction where you need to make correction about your life. Am I talking to somebody? Yes, every Christian must be lover of the truth. Because the more we know the truth, the more God will be changing our life. The more we'll be having freedom. Let's see the blessing of serving God and we round up. Let's look at Exodus 23:25. The blessing of serving God. We are reading just only two chapters and we finish and we close. Let's read together. And you shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless your bread and your water, and he will take sickness away from you in the midst of thee. I want you to look at it. What do you think is going to bring all this thing?
Service.
See, when you serve your God, he shall bless your bread. Which means you don't come to church because you want God to bless your bread. But you are here to serve him. But when you are faithful in serving, God said, I'm going to bless your bread. I'm going to bless your water. I will take away sicknesses from the midst of thee. When you are do what? When you are serving me. Because God knows that you need strength to serve him. Am I talking? If you are sick, you will not be able to serve him. Say, I will take away sickness from thee. And I want to say this one to you, you will not believe it. Do you know that when God bless you, he bless you so that you can have more to give, not more to save. Am I talking to somebody? When God bless anybody among us, he bless us so that we can have more to share to people, to the poor, to the church, to the needy. Are you getting me now? One of the things that will sustain the church is when you see spirit of giving operating in the church. Because you see that they will be meeting the need of one another. Are you going to say now, this brother we don't see, maybe it's because of this, because of that. Let me go and look at him. There's a day me and a brother at Liverpool. When we go to that house of that sister, and we saw the condition, all the food that brother bought, he just gave out to that sister, and he left. Condition yoda. Only nilu oyibo, la ye ribai. Am I talking to someone now? So, have a mind of service. We can grow this church when everybody is taking part in building, in serving. You are taking your own part. How many people that is not in church today, when you are leaving this place, you are going to put call to? Sister Alagwaja, it's a pity you don't come to church today. This is the prayer we pray. This is the message we hear. And you will encourage him or encourage her. Each of us have what is facing on the net, which is not discussing with anybody. But if we see this thing properly, you'll be able to go to, instead of condemning your brother, condemning your sister, talking ill of him, you will call him and say, let me go and face this thing. What is happening? We don't see you. And that is the way you are going to grow the church. Are you getting what I'm saying now? Let's read the last one. Let's read the last one. John, that is the statement of Jesus. John 12, verse 26. Statement of Jesus. That blessing of service. Statement of Jesus. Yeah. Let's read it together. If any man serve me, look at it. Let him follow me. And where I am, there shall my also my servant be. If any man serve me, him will my Father honored. I want us to look at it again. If any man serve me, put yourself in that position. My name is Joel. Put your name there. If Joel serve me, let him follow me. What do you mean by Jesus, the word following me? He just saying, let him follow my pattern of service. Are you getting me now? I want to ask you a question. Can you answer me? Did Jesus, we know that Jesus is poor. Did Jesus choose to be poor? Or he was born poor? It is a choice for him to, he make himself poor. Am I right? Eh? He's not a poor man. But the Bible says he make himself poor. You may choose yourself that I don't want to live a luxurious life because of others. Is that one true? Because I want other people also to live. I want them also to live. You know, that is very common in Nigeria that you are going to see parents who are poor and they want their children to go to school. You see the way they are laboring. They will not be able to stand with their mate. Are you guys understanding now? They will not be able to buy the clothes their mate is buying. They will not be able to cope with their mate just because he wants to raise his children to become something in life. So that kind of a woman or that kind of a man, he become poor so that his life will be what? Will be rich. So, and that is what we need to see. You can choose to be poor just because of others. And that is service. And that is the way Jesus do his own. Say, follow my pattern of service. Follow the way I do it. I don't do it for so. I don't do it that people may know that I'm doing it. I don't do it for gain, for material gain. Are you getting me now? I don't do it for that. You do the same with me when you are following me. Now said, and let's read it again. And where I am, there shall also my servant be. Where is Jesus now? Huh? He's in heaven. So, at the end of the day, when we finish our race in this place, we are going to heaven with Jesus. We are going to be in heaven with Jesus. Am I talking to somebody here? He said, if any man serve me, we my Father. Do you want honor from God or what honor from man? Eh? So, God can raise you up miraculously if you are a faithful servant. If you serve God faithfully, Almighty God can raise you up in a miraculous way. You just see yourself on the top just because you learn to serve. Let's stand up to pray. Let's read Luke 1:74 for number one prayer. We are going to pray two prayer. Thank you. Let's read it together. That he will grant unto us that we be delivered out of our enemy might serve him without fear. If you are not delivered from your enemy, you can't serve God accordingly. Do you know that fear in this place may mean anxiety? Things that don't make your heart to settle. So I want you to cry to God. God, I want to serve you. Take away every hindrance from my life. Take away this thing from my life. This one is hindering me. This one is troubling me, and I want to serve you. I want to live a life that's pleasing to you. I want to serve you with my life. But I have this issue. Solve this problem for me. Take away this from my life. I want to testimony about this. Let's pray in Jesus' name. Yours will be different from my own. Continue praying. If it is sickness, God, take away sickness from my life. Sickness is hindering me to serve you. Take away sickness from my life. If it is your work, pray. If you are trusting God for children, pray. Remove these obstacles. Remove this hindrance from me so that I will be able to serve you without fear. Let's pray. Open our eyes, we pray. That thing you want God to remove, that thing that is hindering you, call upon God for it. Call upon God. I want to serve you. I want to serve you acceptably. In Jesus' name I pray. Oh yeah, say enemy of service, I'm walking over you now. I'm walking over you now. Enemy that can hinder me of serving God the way I want to serve him. Everything that is hindering me, I step over you now. In the name of Jesus, I take you away from our life. Let us continue praying in the mighty name of Jesus. Enemy of service, I come against you now. In the name of Jesus, every mountain around me, in the front of me, I come against you now, fall down in the mighty name of Jesus. I want to serve God. I want to serve God. I want to please God. I want to live my life for God. I want to please God with my life. In Jesus' name we pray. I learned that it also always sing this song. My lifetime. Anything. That's the song he always sing. I will give God my lifetime. When I give God my life, he will take care of me. He will never, never let me down. I will give God my life. Say yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, my life. I will give God my life. Hallelujah.
If I give God my life,
he will take care of me.
He will never, never let me down. I will
give
God my lifetime.
To God today. I'm dedicating my life to you today. I promise you today I'm going to serve you. God, grant me the grace to serve you. Grant me the power to serve you. Grace to serve you. I want to serve you. I want to bring a change to your church. I want to bring a change to this ministry. God, all what I need to serve you, grant me this morning. All what I need to serve you, grant me this morning. Grant me spiritual gifts to serve you. Gift of the Spirit, continue manifesting in my life for the sake of service. God bless me materially so that I'll be able to serve you with money. I'll be able to serve you. Bless me materially. Say to God, I want to serve you. I want to please you. I want to live my life for you. Lord, grant me the needed grace to serve you. Grant me the needed grace to serve you. Grant me strength, power to serve you. Heal me, I want to serve you. Deliver me, I want to serve you. Help me, I want to serve you. In Jesus' name we pray. Heavenly Father, we are praying this morning or this afternoon. All of us who choose to serve God acceptably, may the power of God rest upon your life right from today. I know we need to grow this church, and we are the one who is going to grow it. And I'm praying for individuals today that the power of God to serve God acceptably will come upon your life. The Spirit of God will come upon your life. The grace of God will come upon your life. As I'm praying for you now, if there's any closed door before you today, I command that door to be opened in your life, in your family, in the mighty name of Jesus. If there's anything that is troubling your mind today is the end of the trouble in your life. If you are under any yoke this morning, yoke that you came with from where you come from where you came from, yoke of sicknesses, of barrenness, of bad luck, every yoke in your life today, yoke of discouragement, of delay, I command them today to be destroyed in your life in the mighty name of Jesus. After this program today, you will surely have a testimony, a powerful one, a touching one. May that be your portion. In Jesus' name we pray.
Let's jam our hands together for the Lord. Let's jam it better. Hallelujah. What a powerful message. God will continue to enrich you as you serve him in the name of Jesus. Daddy, thank you so much. Now, one of the ways we can do to serve God and to help evangelize this church, we have this. We printed the flyer for the church, the new set of flyer. We have it here. We have about 7,500. So please, I'm not asking you to take it to use as a bookmarker, but if you can take some to distribute on your way out, for those who have saloon in backing, those who cut their hair, those who do their nails, If you can drop some with your saloon, hallelujah. Or the shops where you shop, where you buy your egusi, where you buy your pounded yam, where you buy meat behind the church here. Yeah? Those of you who are a regular customer there, if you can take some and just drop there, the grace of God will be upon us in the name of Jesus.